Blog Talk Radio.
True Light Ministries is a global outreach headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida, where Jesus Christ is exalted and God's power manifests by saving, healing, and bringing deliverance and hope to those in need. True Light Ministry pastor Dr. Ricky Roberts was miraculously healed as a teenager of mental retardation and called to a last days prophetic ministry. Dr. Roberts calls God's people to repentance and godly living and equips them to preach the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now, here's Dr. Ricky Roberts.
Turn, if you will, to John. John chapter 4, please. John chapter 4. The Reformation, you could basically say, had this statement, sola scriptura, scripture alone. In many respects, in the early church, it was verbum ipse Deus, the Word Himself is God. We're dealing with John chapter 4, verse 43. Now, after 2 days, He departed thence and went into Galilee, for Jesus Himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. The title of the message, if there is a title, which there is Evidence of Faith. This passage is very, very simple, yet it pictures one of the great lessons of the gospel, the evidence of faith. Jesus entered Galilee. He had spent 2 days with the Samaritans and had experienced great success. However, Galilee was the area specially prepared by God for the Lord's ministry. So Jesus returned to the area where most of His ministry was to be conducted. The first evidence of faith for anyone is how you treat Jesus, or the honoring of Jesus. In verse 44 of John 4, we have the first evidence of faith is honoring Jesus. When Jesus went into Galilee, He stayed away from His hometown of Nazareth. His neighbors and fellow citizens had rejected Him and had attempted to kill Him. We see this in Luke 4:29. As a result, Jesus had declared no prophet is accepted in his own country. Joseph was not honored by his brothers, Genesis 37. David was not honored by his brother, 1 Samuel 17:28. Jeremiah was not honored in his hometown. We see this in Jeremiah 11:21. Paul was not honored by his countrymen. We see this in Acts 9:23-24. 2 Corinthians 1:12-22. Jesus was not honored by His hometown, Mark 6:1-6. When we deal with the evidence of faith, the issue is not God. The issue is Jesus. The issue is honoring Jesus. It's all about Jesus. When you die, I don't believe that you will remain a ghost. I don't believe that you will be a ghost down here. I will say it like that. I believe that when you and I die, we either go to heaven or we go to the other place where smoking is allowed. I accept the fact that it is immediate, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Immediate. There is no us lingering around. There's no such thing as ghosts. And the issue will be, when I die and when you die, have we honored Jesus? Have we honored Him so much that He will honor us by introducing us to the Father? It's only through Jesus that we will make it to heaven. Now, as Jesus returned to Galilee, He stayed away from Nazareth, and as He bypassed the city, He again referred to the fact that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Why did Jesus make the declaration about dishonor? Why? Jesus' heart was broken over His hometown. They were a special people to Him. They had played with some of them as a child, grown up with them, lived as a friend with them, and had fellowship, worked, eaten, and moved among them day in, day out. The thought of their rejection and hostility towards Him often preyed upon His mind. Jesus had to prepare the disciples for persecution. Many of you, God right now is preparing you for persecution. It might not be persecution of you going into the Colosseum, but it may be persecution as pertaining to your family, to your friends. But every single one of us will be persecuted, because if we honor Jesus, if we honor, and how do you honor the Father? By honoring Jesus. How do you honor the Holy Spirit? By honoring Jesus. So the thought of their rejection and hostility towards Him often preyed upon His mind. Jesus had to prepare the disciples for persecution. They were to be severely persecuted by their fellow countrymen. He repeated the fact time and time again and drove it into their minds. He wanted them prepared and not caught off guard when persecution came. So the evidence of faith is honoring Jesus. The evidence of faith is persecution. The evidence of faith is when bad things happen to us, we do not throw out our faith. Many of us, when bad things come, we throw out our faith. We reject our faith. I'm having a little bit of problems with this. But we reject our faith when bad times happen. I'm beginning now to study the first 300 to 500 years of the early church. And here, they would look upon us cream puffs. The early church would look upon us as cream puffs, because our little problems to them were no problems at all. They had big problems, and they went to death honoring Christ. They went to death honoring their faith. They went to death proving that they had evidence of faith. Many years ago, there was a man that had a program, and I love the beginning of evidence. Well, most people do not have evidence. We need evidence. We need to prove that we know Him. Paul did not say that we must know about Him. He said that we must know Him. And most people do not know Him. If you know Him, your life will change. If you know Him, you will not be in the gutter anymore. If you know Him, you will not be with the swine and the pigs and all that. You will not be in that type of mess anymore. If you know Him, you will not get drunk anymore. If you know Him, you will not. Take cocaine and marijuana and all that stuff. If you know Him, there will be a change in your life. There is evidence of your faith by your actions or your non-actions. There is evidence of your faith by your behavior changing, your attitude changing. It's not what I want. For 21 years of ministry, I can say honestly, not 1 minute of this ministry has been what I want. Did you hear that? Not 1 minute. You think I want to shake hands with demons? You think I want to deal with them? I run. My mom asked me, said, "Are you scared of them?" I said, "Yes. In me, I'm scared of them, but not in Him." Listen, the first evidence that a person has faith is that he honors Jesus. You honor Him by your words. You honor Him by your deeds. You honor Him by your life. You honor Him by preaching and teaching. You honor Him by not being a hypocrite. Not being, what is a hypocrite? You say one thing and do the other. You honor Him when nobody's watching. You still obey the word. You honor Him when nobody's watching. You still pray. You honor Him when nobody's watching. You still study the word of God. You honor Him when nobody's watching. Still believing in Him. Amen. The first evidence that a person has faith is that he honors Jesus. You honor Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
The reason why the last two, and I'll get those CDs out, is I've been preaching on Jesus, is because you don't know Jesus. You don't know which Jesus you serve. That's what I've been preaching. It's explicitly understood which Jesus we must serve. It is the Jesus that is very God, very man. It is the Jesus that is one divine person with two natures. It is the Jesus that can speak as God or speak as man. Listen, you honor Jesus by obedience. You honor Jesus by living a holy life in the midst of a nation that is utterly sick. I'm going to work in the next 2-3 weeks on two series, one on the Ten Commandments and one on Babylon is fallen. I'm going to give statistics of how bad America is. And I'm going to give you the remedy. The remedy is very simple. Go back to God. Let us all go back to God. So the first evidence that a person has faith, that real faith, what is called in Greek pistis, faith, is that we honor Jesus. When a person rejects Jesus, when a person denies Jesus, when a person curses Jesus and blasphemes Jesus, that tells me everything I need to know. A sharp contrast is being drawn between the refusal of the Nazarenes to honor Jesus and the receiving of him by the people of Galilee. Several things need to be considered. There are people over here that will honor Jesus. There's people over here that will not honor him. We do not need to concern ourselves with those who will not honor him. A time will come where they will reject him or accept him. But we need to focus our attention upon those who will honor Jesus. Jesus is due honor. Jesus is due honor. I dare every one of you to go watch the Kings of Kings in the greatest Bible story ever. Watch the old movies, not the new movies, the old movies. And you will see why we honor him. You see, he's very God and very man, absolutely true. But he is the second person of the Trinity. He is the Word in the Targums. That is the Aramaic paraphrases of the Old Testament. It did not say that Abraham saw or heard, or that God or the Word, excuse me, God or the Lord appeared to him. The text actually says, and I read it in the Aramaic, it literally says this: and the Word appeared. The Word spoke, though we saw the Word. What does this mean? The Jews understood that there was a person known as the Word of God. Jesus is to be honored. He is to be honored, not only as God, but also as exalted man. He is due all the honor and the glory in the universe, period. That's it. He is the Son of God who brought God's presence among man. You want to know why we're not in the darkness like they were before Jesus? Jesus. The cross separates time. It separates time. See, I've read so many books on demonology, and one of the problems I've had with the books that have been written is this. They will say, well, there was not that many demon possessions in the times before Jesus, really. There's a book that I have in my library. I really won't give you the name of it, but it was a book written by a Christian, and it's one of the best books on demonology and on witchcraft. And he did a study on the Hebrew, and he compared and he contrasted. And then Origen said the same thing, and he compared and contrasted. He said the problem of the times of the Old Testament, or the problems before Jesus, is this: almost every single person was demon-possessed. Now, I believe many are being demon-possessed, but yet, it's not as bad as it could be. Jesus is the Son of God who brought God's presence among men. That's the reason why there's been a light. One of the great leaders, his name was Eusebius, he said this. He said, when Jesus came in, the presence of God came in. And he said when he